there was basically a machlokes between the Rif and Tosfos as to whether the heter of Levi was because Reva is nothing, or because of, like the Rif says, some form of bittel, because it's only a mashu. And that's why, according to Tosfos, Levi says that it's mutter even l'chatchila, whereas the Rif says it's aser l'chatchila. And that's also why Tosfos says that even according to Rav, it's going to be mutter with the Tanur Gadol, because Tanur Gadol yesh bittel, and therefore even Rav would be matir. Meaning to say, right, so that which Levi is matir, even in a Tanur Katan, is obviously not because of bittel, but because Recha is halachically inconsequential. Again, as opposed to the Rif, who says that the reason for Levi is because of bittel, and Memela, therefore, even Levi is Choshesh Lachatchila. According to the Rif, so why does Rav say it's not bittel? In other words, if the heter of Levi is due to bittel, why does Rav say it's aser, it's not bittel? So the Rif says that's Rav Lashitaso, who says it's min bimino b'mashehu. In other words, everybody agrees that you need bittel here. Machlokas Rav and Levi is basically a machlokas in bittel, and it comes down to the machlokas of min bimino. We talked about last time why this is classified as min bimino, even though it's min b'sheino mino. Good. And that's why, for example, we saw last time as well that the Gra writes that according to Tosfos, sorry, according to the Rif, it would be aser on Pesach. Why? Because according to the Rif, you need bittel. It's a mashu, you need bittel. So even though usually we paskin that there should be bittel, because we don't hold a min bimino b'mashu, but when it comes to Pesach, when a mashu isn't bittel, it's going to be aser even b'diavad. And that's why the Rif, the Gra said, according to Tosfos, it would be mutter on Pesach. Not Tosfos, not the psak of Tosfos themselves, because Tosfos thought we paskin like Rav, in which case, according to Rav, Rav, it would be aser on Pesach, even in a Tanur Gadol, because you would need bittel. But rather, Tosfos' shita is that according to Levi, you don't need bittel. So the Gra says, if you learn the sugya like Tosfos, but you think you paskin like Levi, so then it would be mutter on Pesach. That's, I think, what we left off last time. And we also noted that what comes out is very interesting, which is l'chora, if you hold, we mentioned the question, is there ever such a thing as an iser b'diavad, right? So according to the Rif, be'etzem, that you need bittel, so it makes sense that there'd be a lot of cases that might be aser b'diavad. One was Pesach, but you could, though the Rif doesn't give these examples, you could imagine that there could be circumstances which, according to the Rif, would be aser b'diavad. In other words, the notion that, let's say, a small sealed oven would be aser b'diavad, or charif, or something like that, so that's reasonable within the view of the Rif. Because you just say, all we need to say to make it aser b'diavad for the Rif is to say, well, in this case, there's not batel, it's more than a mashu, it's near gash and the like. Presumably, one would have thought that for Tosfos, if you held like Levi, then there would never be a need for an aser b'diavad. Though we'll get to it when we talk about Sif Dalet, it's not so simple, because Tosos and Arash both hold that everybody learns like Reish Lakish, that Chavis, Psucha, and Paschama is Aser. So we'll get back to that. Okay, that was the sort of introductory points that we had last time. And then we noted Lahalacha, we certainly do accept the view that there are cases of Iser B'diavad. We noted a bunch of them. What's interesting, though, is at the same time, the Rama does seem to accept that b'makom hesed merubi could be makel on Pesach, which at first, which could be understood in two ways. Either the way the Shach wants to explain it, this view, which is that, well, that's only in a case where it's pas and pas. In other words, you don't need to come on to Bittel, though he notes that the Maharil is mako even when you had, let's say, pas bread cooking with meat, right? So the Shach says that la'alacha there we should be machmir b'diavad, because the meat would be mefatim the bread, and then the bread would go back to the meat, and it would aser b'diavad. But even the Shach concedes that there is an opinion, the Maril, who says it's always mutter b'diavad on Pesach. Presumably that view is rooted in the idea that there's no more along the lines of the Mahalich of Tosos in the Sugya, but Paskening like Levi, that Recha can't aser b'diavad at all. And he objects to the Ramaz being lenient and relying on that position. Okay, so that was again some of the introductory points that we said from last time. So now we're going to get to some cases. Lemaisa. Yeah.
According to Tosfos, I believe the machmir sometimes l'chatchila.
Well, Tosfos thinks it doesn't actually make sense to be machmir l'chatchila l'halacha.
I mean, within the approach of.
Tosfos rejects the idea, right? He quotes Rashi.
Right.
However, he knows Rashi says it. Take a look at the Marsha. But he quotes Rashi as saying it's Levi's machmir l'chatchila. And Tosfos says it's absolutely wrong. And that's the Shitaso, because Tosfos understands that according to Levi, it's garnished.
Right, so it's like whenever cases are that machmir l'chatchila that
what cases are aser l'chatchila?
According
to Tosfos.
And
oh, but we don't accept the view of Tosfos. Yeah, more, you know, to the extent that we paskin, we had to pick a position that we paskin like, it would be closest to the Rif. Or maybe the Rash Baran. The Ramban Ran, who try to say that, well, there might be an Isser L'chatchila by bread for very local reasons. In other words, it's a Basar B'chalav type Chumra or the like. Right? Okay. Good. So as I mentioned before, that lalacha, it's very rare that these shilas come up, because we usually don't cook isser in our ovens, and we certainly don't cook isser and heter in our ovens at the same time. One place where it does come up very commonly is isrefas challah. Why? Because that's isser, and we want to burn it, so we want to burn it in our ovens. And, you know, you'd also probably want to burn it at the ovens at the same time you're baking the challah. You don't want to run an extra oven for no reason, so that would raise the issue of Recha. So the Shach in Sif Katan Aleph writes, "Bisher v'hatter klala miteskas of the chala shelanu, shehi midrabanan muter l'chatchila lafos imapas ad kam l'shono, mashma de iser deraisa kachosh asu l'chatchila v'zeino." Meaning to say, from the Gemara, it's mevuar that the only time, even according to Rav, you would ever have a problem is when one of them is shamein, either the Isser or the Heter. But if Shneim Khushim, the Gemara says it's mutter. So presumably bread is kachosh, and therefore he thinks that the Isser v'Heter's chumra makes no sense, right? Let's say Chal in Eretz Yisrael. So the Isser v'Heter says, if you're burning chal in Chutzlar, it's no problem. But it sounds like it's only because it's midrabanan. If you're burning chal in Eretz Yisrael, it's Isser deraisa. So then it would be a problem. And the Shach says, what are you talking about? Shneim chushin, it should be mutter l'chatchila. But l'maisa, either way, certainly even Isser v'Heter is going to be mekel in Chutz Laretz. Now then the Shach quotes the Taras Chatas, who says you should be machmir l'chatchila. And this is based off of his Havana and the Beis Yosef. And the Shach himself thinks the Rama misunderstood the Beis Yosef. So if we were to stop here with the Shach, we would say that la'alach, if you want to bake, you know, burn your challah along with your challah, along with your bread, so then that should be at least in Chutz Laretz, and according to the Shach, really, even in Eretz Yisrael, it should be 100% mutter. Take a look at the Prima Gadim, just one second. In the Sif Katan Yud Ches, in the Sif Seidas, so he goes through like the Klalim HaOlim from this Sugya, and at the end of Aleph, He writes, Kushim mamish nami shari lachatchila, umiyu bezeh machmir tavalav bracha. Umiyu hainu pas bepas, ukedome avabalav hachi, einanu bekiyam. So, if it's kushim, you know, like nevela and shuta, but they happen to be very lean meat, so okay, we know the Ramah, we're always very machmir, everything is shamin. But bread, we could assume, is kachosh, right? Yet another example. And therefore, it's mutter l'chatchila to bake your challah in the oven, as people want to do. The only problem is, he says, machmir tavo la bracha. So,
didn't we say vada by an isser d'rabbanan?
Even by an isser d'rabbanan. Oh, you mean chushim mamish nami shay l'chatchila. Umihu hamachmir tavla bracha. That's what I just read you the lashon the pre-magadim. Is the pre-magadim talking about deraisa drabbanan? He doesn't say, but he does say machmir tavla bracha. Is the machmir tavla bracha meaning to be choshish for the isser v'hatter? In which case, maybe it would only be Eretz Yisrael. Or is the machmir tavla bracha even in chutz la'aretz and it's alts the taras chatas? That isn't clear, but it's based off of this. Primagadim, that the women wrap the challah in aluminum foil when they burn it and bake it. Why? Why do they do that? They're being choshish, they machmer, you know, everybody wants as many brachos as they could get when they make challah. So therefore they want an extra bracha. So they go ahead and they try to be makayim the machmer taval of bracha. Sometimes the machmir tavel of bracha is bracha v'klala, because sometimes when you wrap it, it explodes. Because as the thing expands, as you know, you bake it, so it wants to expand. And depending on how tightly you wrap it and how insulated it is and the like, the pressure could build up and explode. I was in the presence of Rabbi Willig twice when he was asked this question. Of exploded challah, meaning to say, now that presents a tricky issue because now all of your bread has challah on it, which is aser. So you could give it to my kids, but for some reason we don't do that. That's what I recommended when he asked. I said, oh, why don't you just, because you could give to the ketanim of kohanim. So, but anyway, yeah, for some reason we don't do that either.
A little
negative, maybe. Yes, yes, I admit. Okay. Anyway, so one second. So maybe that's not the best etza. So if you actually look at the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Challah tells you what you should do. It says in the Raman Yoredeya Shinchath Beis Sif Hei towards the end, Sarvan Challah Osin Lahesik Bifnei Atma. In other words, you make a separate fire, or you throw it in first. The idea is as follows: because you don't want to be nena. In other words, let's say you put it in your fire right at the beginning, so then the it would serve as fuel for the fire, and you would be nena, right? The Shach explains why should you do a madura b'fnei atzma, she'ein mevash, or to make sure it's burnt out before you put in the actual bread, because shaz yadua shelo tavol lidei hanas Yisrael tarem kalya isurai. Good. So that was the way they did in the olden days that avoided this problem, but nobody does that nowadays. So then what do we do nowadays? So you could say, so just leave it uncovered. Okay, you won't get the bracha, especially because the bracha might not even be in chutz la'aretz. That l'chora makes sense, though people that are choshish for zeyah for ochlin, the machmirim on that shayla, would have a problem alt zeyah, if not recha. We'll do that next year, Bezos Hashem. So maybe that's not such a good aid to either.
Why can't we put it on the stove?
If you want to waste your stove on your burning your challah, you can. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa says that that there's a different Eitzah. He says, because it could lead to problems that we've mentioned, just put it in a nylon and throw it out. Oh, so you want to put it in a nylon so it won't be a bizayon, and then throw it out. Now this isn't so pashut, because there's a mitzvah of sreifas challah, and you were just mevatel the mitzvah by throwing it into the garbage. So he says, no problem, because they incinerate the garbage. But that doesn't help for us, exactly. But so if your garbage goes to a landfill, then this isn't the best Eitzah. Minchas Yitzchak. Sorry?
Is that just somebody else doing it for you?
That's also in Ha'ara, yeah. Anyway, he assumes as long as you're going in the Sreifa, that's good enough. But anyway, the Minchas Yitzchak, Chelek Dalet Simon Yud Gimel is very bothered by this practice of throwing it out, because according to Tosfos and Shabbos and most Rishonim, it's a mitzvah b'sreifa dafka. And he says maybe in Chutzlar it would be more meiko, because it's only Chalad Rabbanan, but in Eretz Yisrael for sure you shouldn't do it. So and one would think that it's better to be mekayim the mitzvah sreifa and not worry about the chumra of the prima gadim than to worry about the chumra of the prima gadim, which really has very little basis, and lose out on the mitzvah sreifa. So what I do is a very simple solution, and it works well at least in the Washington Heights ovens, is that if you notice underneath your oven there's a drawer where the fire is. You could use it also for broiling, so you just throw it there. And then, even theoretically, if it were to, it's not in the same chamber as the bread, so there's no recha issue, there's no zeya issue, and even if liyotzuyer it were to explode, though it's never happened to me yet, it wouldn't explode on any food because it's underneath the oven.
Is Rabbi doesn't?
So that's what I do.
Or it does put it in foil?
Oh no, I wrap it up in foil anyway, because otherwise I'd be more afraid of it making a mess, but not for kashrus reasons.
Why can't you just put it on a tin?
I don't want to waste a tin. I just wrap it up in aluminum foil.
You can't use a tin.
It would be usser. It would become usser. Blios. So very simple. I just put it. That's what I do.
Isn't there something that connects the compartment to the oven?
Nah. It's the same fire. It just, when you use the broiler, the fire's on top, and when you use the oven, the fire's on bottom. They don't share the same chamber.
Got it.
In any way. There's not even ventilation from one to the other. The broiler section doesn't actually have ventilation on its own, though the door doesn't seal perfectly tight, so it's semi-ventilated. But anyway.
Okay.
Yes?
But are these suggesting it's not hanashel kiloi? It's not fueling?
Oh, no, because the fuel comes entirely from the gas. This is, in fact, below the gas.
Oh.
In other words, it doesn't... So it's not an issue.
Also,
that's another reason I think why it's good or better to wrap it up. Otherwise, I think it would smoke up the house.
Okay.
Yeah.
Also, a house has a din of tevel and such. I mean,
no.
I understand the whole discussion, I guess.
Which issue?
I mean,
which aspect of the discussion?
What's the issue with chalas chutzlis?
It's usher for a zar to eat challah, or even a kohen if they're tamei.
It's also Lahan
Nosa. Or it's also Tameh itself. Yeah.
Rabbi used the Lashon of Hanan.
Yeah, take a look. That's a Shach, Simen, Shinchav Besif Katan Ches.
That's an Ashokhi,
right? Mm-hmm.
Why would we ask for the Hanan, which the...
You could give it to me. You could be sorry if Bimaduras Kohen, or Kohenes, at least according to Rabbeinu Tam, but not of Yisrael.
I'm saying it would be considered
Zelo. It's Hanas Yisrael Tarim Kliya. I don't know, actually. Dafka Hanas Reifa Asr Lazar, Avoshar Hanam Mutter Lazar, Kedaminam Gabe Truma, Lakaman Simen Shin Lamed Aleph Sifyot Tesbaga. Okay? Good. Yes?
If you put it in, I saw somewhere something along the lines that if you could say, well, I'm fulfilling the lefatila, but if it explodes, but it's just a chomer lefatila, so that I fulfilled.
I don't know what you're talking about now, sorry. If what? You're explaining, what should you do? What is
I'm defending the current minhag.
Oh, the current minhag is you mean of wrapping it?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no reason. It's a great minhag. It's just if you could get yourself in trouble because then you have an avshayla. What are you going to do with your bread that is chal on it?
If it explodes.
If it explodes, it's just eitz tova. Why not?
Isn't that the enclosure for what?
It's not a halachic concern. It's a mitzias concern. You'll get if it explodes, then you have to deal with another shayla.
More serious than the rash shayla, do
you think? Just have a shayla. It's a problem. You don't want it to happen. There's what to do it. You could be shovel on the hafrasha and redo it, and all sorts of interesting questions. But it's a pain. Nobody wants it to explode.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it. Just an eitzah. You don't want it to explode. You don't care about exploding, so you do your challah that way. Fine. Okay. Next, charif.
What about?
Yes.
Is Rebbe going to cover dairy and meat?
Yeah. Don't worry. Charif. So the Rama writes, "Vema iser davar charif, v'chol shekein im haheter davar charif, reicha milsehi, v'afilu b'diavad aser, im shnei megulim." So here he didn't write the heter of hafsid meruba. It's mashma that's aser b'diavad even with the hafsid meruba, which is a very big chiddush because mikra didn't we paskin like the rif. And therefore, there's no heter b'diavad at all. So it could be along the lines of Sif Dalad, right, where we say also pas chama and chavis psuchas aser b'diavad. In other words, we do actually hold it shaychan aser b'diavad, though as we'll see, that's not so pashat either. But that's actually not the source for this ruling. The source of this ruling is an iser v'heter, who proves it from k'mon being mutter. Only because mikla kali isura, right? Mashma, that otherwise it would be aser, because kamon is davar charif. That's the raya for this halacha, which is in this vater. Now, this is very strange, because again, bishlam, if you learn like Tosfos, you could imagine that, because Tosfos said Rav is only mati or bastia, because it's mazik. And otherwise, maybe we paskin like Rav or something like that. But Ladidan, this is a very strange raya, because again, we hold like the Rif. We hold that we paskin like Levi. So how could you bring a raya from the Kamon case to our case? So take a look. The Matryona son has an answer. Very interesting. He thinks that maybe a diak in the Gemara that even the Rif could agree to this, because the only reason the Rif was Mati or Pasha Afa with the Kamon Shel Truma is because Leslu Pitum. But if it's Shayach Bo Pitum and Davar Charef, then maybe even the Rif could agree that Reichas Melsahi B'diavet. And that's the basis of this ruling. Okay, so let's talk about some practical cases. So, like you said, we're not leaving aside Chala, we don't have Isser B'hater, but it comes up with Melchiks and Fleishiks. So obviously, L'chadchila, one should never roast milchiks and fleishiks open in the oven at the same time. Fine, that's pretty straightforward. So when does it come up most commonly is, let's say, fleishiks and pariv. So let's take a practical example. Let's say I want to go ahead. Comes up a lot, especially when you're warming things up on Friday afternoon. So Friday afternoon, I put chicken into the oven and it's open, and I put string beans into the oven and they're open. And then and I warm them up, okay? And then the question is, A, what about the string beans? And B, what about the kalim? So let's talk about kalim first. Because string beans, maybe, okay, so you can be machmir, have them only with the fleishiks or parv, don't eat the string beans with cheese. We'll talk about whether you have to go that far, but the kalim is really more of an issue. Did my parv roasting pan that had the string beans become fleishiks? So the question is, how do we treat reach in terms of kalim? So take a look at the Pesachei Tshuva, Sif Katan Beis, who quotes the Chinuch Beis Yehuda, Dafka im gam bepam sha'achar zeh hu al yedei reach, aval im pam hasheni hu al yedei negia, aser kein mashma, mean to say that reach in kalim doesn't transfer if it's only through reyach. But if it's al yidei negiyah, it does. So in this case, my pan, my pariv roasting pan, absorbed reyach from the chicken, okay, and then it absorbed into the pan is the tam, is the reyach shel basar, and that will come out into the next time when I cook roast cauliflower on that pot, and that roasting pan, it'll be fleishig. Now, obviously, first of all, the din of reyach milsa is only lachatchila, so it's still, but still the din lachatchila of then, you know, not having those cauliflowers with dairy would apply. Now, it's sort of a double chumrah, because A, it's the chumrah of lachatchila, and B, it would also be not barnat, right, because I'm not, it's a parev pan, it's not a milchik pan. But still, maybe you should be machmir, especially where machmir, not barnat for bishul. That would seem to be the view of the Chinuch Beis Yehuda, that one would be machmir in that case. If you notice, the Gilyan Maharsha also quotes it. However, Rabbi Kiv Eger thinks it's wrong. Rabbi Kiv Eger also over here is medayik from the Ramah that kalim are unaffected by Recha, because the case of the Ramah is where, we didn't talk about this much yet, but where you baked Isser under a cover and there's no Zeya, and then you baked Heter under that same cover and there is Zeya, so it's okay. Right, that's what the Ramah writes. It's only if he's yia mishneim, right? Kas of Ramah, elim ken yia machvas mishneim. That's when you'd have a problem. But he's yia machvas from one of them, namely the second one, you would be okay. But if you thought that recha gets absorbed into kalim, then even if it was Hezia the first time, but then there was just Reach the second time, and no Zaya would still be Aser, at least Lechatchila, right? According to the Chinuch Beis Yehuda. So the Chinuch Beis Yehuda is very problematic.
You said it's covers in this case?
A cover.
Negiyah, you said, was a relevant factor. Like,
yeah, but there's no Negiyah to the Ochel from the food cover. So
right,
it's only going to be. Yeah. But
right.
It's the same thing. There's no Zaya. So the only problem, the only way the cover could affect is through reach.
Right, but reach isn't stronger by negiya, like the other pans on the pan. So
no, because the second time there was Zaya. Zaya is kilu etznaga.
Uh-huh.
Right? There was only reach the first time and Zaya the second time. So if you held like the Chinuch Beis Yehuda, the Zaya the second time should make it kilu etznaga. And therefore it should be Aser according to the Chinuch Beis Yehuda. You maybe get out of the Raya. There are some Achronim who try to get out of the Raya. But that's Rav Eger. So how do we paskin? Do we paskin like, if you look at the Pischei Tshuva, say the Darkei Tshuva, they brought down a lot of Machmirim and a lot of Mekilim. The Poskim are really split on this matter. So I asked Rav Shechter. So he said, yeah, we're Mako. We don't follow the Chinuch Beis Yehuda. There has to be some limit to Recha, and he said especially because our kelim aren't balei anything anyway, kedaka b'kodesh, you know, we should make a whole rabbi's convention and the like. So that's what he said. I asked Rabbi Willig what he thought about the shayla. So he said, gadol koach ha'av mikoach ha'ben, and that was the end of that. Meaning Rav Kiv Eger beats out Rav Shlomo Eger. The Gilyan Maharsha was machmir. So Okay.
And
as
Shach,
the
Shach
Mashmir,
the Gilyan
Maharsha
I think he perceived
why is the Shach Mashmir?
I think
that
Rabbi Kiv Eger is on the Shach, but
yeah, but it's wrong. He proves it's against the Ramah.
So the Diak and the Ramah would be strong.
That's what Rav Kiv Eger is saying. That's his point.
Okay, I thought he left it as like a tzarf.
He does. Shachian on the Shachach. He goes against the Ramah. Fine. But yeah, you're right. It's not Pashat. But anyway, I think halacha l'maisa, there's room for leniency. Now, there might be additional room for leniency when we get to Siv Beis, which is, yes.
Could this be one of the shashayla regarding whether Reach is akin to Tam or something different? Meaning...
Yes. You could argue that that's what this question would somewhat depend on. In other words, once you assume it could be absorbed into Kalim, it's because you're starting to treat it more like regular Tam. At least on the Lechatchila level. Okay, so there's some other things we need to do with Sif Aleph still, but let's talk about Sif Beis, because this actually comes up very much. There might be a much better kula to be mako for not that would help not just for the string beans pan, but maybe even the string beans. Why? Because let's say either my string beans or my chicken was below the walls of the pot, right? Let's say my chicken. My chicken was in an aluminum tray, but the aluminum tray had walls, but it was open on top. Ah, but who cares? Once you have walls, then everything is mutter. That's Sif Beis. So where does that come from? So the makor for Sif Beis is the Gemara in Psachim and Ayin Vavim Beis, that even Rav would be matir, even Rav who says, again, Reicha Milsa, he is matir, if they're shtei kederos. Or Kein Shtei Kederos. So what is the basis of that Hatter? What is the Maskana Sagamar? So here we have a machlokas between Rashi and the Rashba. According to Rashi, the Maskana Sagamar is that it's mutter if it's Kein Shtei Kederos. For example, there's a pile of ashes or a pile of coals separating the two roasting carbon Pesach, so that's mutter, and presumably even mutter l'chatchila. So according to that, then in my case of, let's say, the string beans and the chicken, where the chicken was in a pan with walls and below the walls, so then l'chor, it should be mutter for me to eat my string beans with dairy, even l'chatchila. So what's the problem with this? The problem is the Rashba. The Rashba writes that the heter shtei kederos is a very different reason, very interesting reason. He says that we know that when you roast foods, there's a much stronger smell than when you cook foods. For example, when you somebody in the neighborhood's making a barbecue in the summer, like you're three blocks away and you could smell it. That doesn't happen when you just cook food in a pot. Why? Because roasting makes the aroma go further, whatever the reason is. So he thinks that's the heter of the Gemara. The heter of the Gemara isn't because there's a wall separating the two, but rather it's because it's Tavshil. Now, that's a very good explanation of the Havamina of the Gemara. The problem is the Maskana of the Gemara says, well, you can't say it's Tavshil, it's Karban Pesach. And we say Ke'en Shtei Kedek, Ke'en Tavshil, and that sounds like Rashi's view. So, because of that, the Shach argues that the Rashba simply doesn't make any sense at all. It's against the Gemara, and forget about it. And then he tries to argue that even though it actually sort of sounds like the Mechaber is paskening like the Rashba, he's not. He's paskening like Rashi. If he's paskening like Rashi, then he should say like Rashi. He should say that even if both of them are tzli, if there's a wall in between them, then it's mutter. Well, yeah, but most of the time anyway, in ovens, you don't have tavshils. In ovens, you roast things. So that's why he says it. But from the fact that the Mechaber didn't quote the reason of the Rashba, that the reason is because of cooked foods don't have such a strong smell. So you see that the Mechaber actually paskened like Rashi, and that's really the halacha. So again, if the Shach is right, then in our case, I could go ahead and eat those string beans with dairy, even though they were heated up in the oven together with the chicken. No problem. There was a wall. In this case, it wasn't a wall of coals. It was a wall of the pot that separated them. And either wall would be enough. Could be the wall of the chicken pot, or it could be the wall of the string beans pot. Either one should be just fine.
What does the wall accomplish?
It prevents the only time Reach has enough to cause an Isser, according to Rav, even B'diavet, or an Isser L'chatchila, according to Levi, would be when there's a direct access from the Isser to the Heter. But when it's impeded by a wall, then it's not true. In other words, everybody's going to agree that exposure to some level of reyach is going to be mutter, right? If I go ahead and there's some, you know, there's a, my house smells like meat, because I'm roasting meat in the kitchen. So could I have, eat some cheese? Hot cheese? Right? The whole house, mama, smells like meat. Ah, geschmack. Right? It smells like chalent. Like the whole shop, the whole house smells like chalent, so you can't. No. So the answer is that, of course, you could be mekel, even l'chatchil, even when the whole house smells like meat, that there's a limit. And there's a limit for the Isser B'dievet according to Rav, and Isser L'chatchil according to Levi, assuming we paskin to L'chatchil. And apparently, the Chiddush of the Gemara, the Chiddush of the Gemara is that as long as there's no direct, you know, can't take a direct hit from the Isser via Reach, so it's weak enough Reach that it doesn't pose a halachic problem. I assume that's the issue.
If we're defining tzvi as no rotave, so if I have chicken without any rotave and string beans without any rotave, then that's tzvi in my oven.
Absolutely, but if you have a wall, according to Rashi, it's fine. So assuming that my chicken's in a pan and the chicken is below the level of the pan, right? So that's a wall, and according to Rashi, that's mutter.
But I'm just clarifying, according to Rashi, that would be aser.
According to Rashi, that would be aser, correct. So, but okay. Shach, we're in great shape, because the Shach said the Rashba didn't make any sense.
Okay.
The only problem is, one second, that the Magen Avraham thinks the Rashba's right. Magen Avraham, Tuf Mem Zayin, Sifkat and Dalid, says we paskin like the Rashba, it's Dafka Bishel because of Rotev. And therefore, the Nafka Mina that the Magen Avraham, the Shach talk about is Tzli Kedar, meaning to say, you roast something, but in a pan. Right, but without Rotev. Pog roast is usually with rotev, so that would be tafshil, I think. But it would be roasting in pans, like the example I gave, like, you know, we do for chicken and things like that all the time, not in an open roaster. So the Magen Avraham is machmir. What about the Gemara Pesachim? Like the Shach asked. No, he says mashma dafka tel gadol sheyef shar l'reach lalos me'al gabav. When we said ke'en shtei kederos, we meant like a impenetrable wall that actually a real mechitza that separated the two carbon pesachs. But if it's a wall that's a partial wall, even if the wall went above the food level but it didn't go to the top of the oven, it would still be aser. And then the pshat in the Rashba is he's learning two kulas from the Gemara. One is it's tavshil even without a complete wall because there's less aroma in cooked things. Cooked usually for these purposes means with liquid. Or B, with the total wall. So you can't just ignore the Rashba now that it makes sense again. So the question is, how do we paskin? So the Primadim, back in the same klal, Sifkat and Yodches and Sisseidas, this one, Ozdal, it says, we paskin like the Shach, even Sli Kedar is mutter. If you look at the Chachos Adam, Klal Samach based in that base, he says, he brings both Deos. He said you could be Mekel only for Hefsid Meruba. It's a very strange thing that he says you should only be makel b'hefsid meruba because everything's always mutter, even with iser, even with no walls in hefsid meruba. And it maybe meant like if it's charef. I don't know what he meant exactly by hefsid meruba. The Chacham Zadam. Maybe b'hefsid meruba you could do it l'chadchila. I don't know.
Less meruba.
I didn't know what he meant. Hefsid meruba. That's not such a hefsid meruba. Anyway, that is so. It sounds like the Chacham Zadam is makel. I heard in the name of Rav Shechter that he is machmir like the Magen Avraham. Now, at least l'chatchila. Again, we're always talking about l'chatchilas. Now, just one second. That's again assuming they're uncovered. L'chora, if even one of them is covered, if the fleishik is covered or the parv is covered, you'd be okay. Even though we saw that some might be machmir if one is covered, but chumra gabi chumra like this, I think. If one is covered, you could for sure be makel. Now, right enough. According to the Shach, it would be enough if any one of them is in a pan or any one was a tafshil. Whereas according to Magen Avraham, you would dafka need the iser, or in this case the fleishiks, to be the tavshil. Right? If the string beans were a tavshil, but the meat was roasted, then it would be a problem still. Fine. So going back to the halacha l'maisa case, and then I'll get your question. So if we follow the Shach, as long as the chicken was roasted in an open pan, but the string beans were had walls, or the reverse. Either way, the string beans would be paiv. However, if the chicken was above the walls of the pan, like if it's in a roasting rack, then the string but the string beans were below, so then you'd have a problem according to the Chinuch Beis Yehuda, right? Unless you wanted to start coming up with kulas based off of not bar not. But maybe you don't have to combine the chumras of the chumras Beis Yehuda, Chinuch Beis Yehuda and the Magen Avraham. That seems like it's going very far. Yeah, so what's your question? Especially because you'd also have not bar not, and plus anyway, this is all, you know, only Isurim L'chatchila.
My next question is, are ovens nowadays Chatzilah Ketzas?
Yes.
Okay.
I think they're Ketzas, not Lagami, but they are ventilated.
Okay, great. And then second question is, if we are Koshish for Chinuch Beis Yehuda, then do the walls help at all? You know, no matter how they're positioned, I mean, isn't the Reach going to get super clean?
Well, the Chinuch, no, because maybe if there's walls, it doesn't affect anything out beyond itself. If you paskin like Rashi and the Shach, then it would be fine.
Okay.
Nothing else remains unaffected. So let's say you paskin like the Chinuch Beis Yehuda, but your Meka like the Shach, and your meat had walls, then your string beans and a string bean dish would be totally okay, assuming that they're side by side, right?
Can't the Magen Avraham explain the Gemara?
Said that the Gemara is talking about a mechitza that goes all the way to the top of the oven.
But the Gemara just says it's not tavshil, but it's talking about Karm Pesach.
The Gemara asks, it's not tavshil, Karm Pesach. It says Ke'en tavshil, right?
Okay.
So what does Ke'en tavshil mean? Rashi says there's a mechitza. How far up does a mechitza go? It doesn't say. So according to the Rashi, but it's the mechitza going up to the top of the oven.
And therefore, tzli would be mutter there.
There, it's mutter, of course, because there's no interaction. But if you had a wall going halfway up the oven, so then the Magen Avraham and the Rashba are machmir. But there's still a heter by... No, tavshil's mutter, because remember the havin of the Gemara was that as long as it was tavshil, it's okay. And that's because cooked foods don't emit so much reach. So you have two heterim. One heter is tavshil, two is if you have mechitz going up to the top. But that's obvious. So the chiddush is the tavshil heter. Okay, good. So, what about a tavshil and a tanner sasim, right? What would we say there? In other words, it's totally sealed, but it's a tavshil. Would we be mekil because of the heter of the Rashba that tavshil doesn't emit so much reach, or would be machmir because a tanner is sasim lagamre? So the Rama says it's aser, except in hafsid meruba. Meaning to say, shalom makom, basically it comes out then, there's no difference between tavshil and tzli when it's sasam lagamrei, because even tzli were mekel b'makom hefsid meruba, and the Ramah's only mekel b'makom hefsid meruba in the tavshil, right? If you look at the Gra over there, he says that's because the heter of tavshil is because, basically, the Gemara is not talking about a case of tanur sasam lagamrei. So there's no basis to be mekel for tavshil when it's asam lagamrei. Lemaisa, the prima gadim, though, the Magen Avraham here is mekel. He says that he likes the svar of the Rashba. So he says that bishel is mutter l'chatchila, right? Like that's mevor in a Gemara, that if it's tavshil, it's mutter l'chatchila. He says, why should it be mutter l'chatchila? Al karchacha, there's no reach whatsoever. Ah, there's no reach whatsoever, then it should be mutter even in a taner sasam lagamrei, and therefore it should be mutter in taner sasam lagamrei tavshil. So how do we paskin? So if you look back at that prima gadim, siv seidas, this one in os dalid, he says sasam lagamrei v'hit min lefisha, you could be maker like the Magen Avraham. Okay, I guess once we're on this topic, we still have to go back to Sif Aleph, but what about cooking things next to each other? We've been talking, yeah.
That's only if it's really tavshil. You can't be semi-cooked.
Yeah, yeah. It's tavshil and sasam lagami. Real tavshil.
Right, right.
Pot roast. So what about cooking next to each other? So Shulchan Aruch writes that it's okay to cook with open pots next to each other, because that's no problem. You don't have to worry about Recha in that case. So do you have to be worried about splattering, though? So if you look at the Darkei Moshe, he discusses this issue, and he writes that the Isser V'Hatter is Machmir. Osav Sham and Isser V'Hatter, Da'af Kishataner Megula, Oal Gabi Kira, Osir Levash Al Beis Kedero, Zu Bitzad Zu, D'Chayshin Anloni Tzotzos, Shenitzu Mizu Lazu, Amnam B'Diavad Ein Lachosh. And then he quotes that the Mordechai is Meiko, you don't have to be Choshesh. So we have a big machlokas, right? Do you have to be choshish for nitzotzos? So could you cook on the stove next to each other, milchiks and fleishiks? Or, I'll tell you what's even... first of all, I thought you could bring a rayel, a hakel, from the Gemara Pesachim, that by the Karban Pesach, that the concern is only because of reyach and not nitzotzos. Right? In other words, according to Rava, so the Gemara said that there'd be no problem cooking the two Karban Pesachs next to each other in the same oven without a mechitza, without anything. So doesn't that show that clearly we're not choshish for nitzotzos? Anyway, the Shach Sifkat Simen Kuf Yud Ches Sifkat Lamed Vav says l'chatchila we are choshish for nitzotzos. The Taz over there Sifkat Yud, like the Isser V'Hatter, and the Taz Sifkat Yud Beis over there says we pass him like the Mordechai, we're not choshish for nitzotzos. Now, practically speaking, certainly when you're frying something, there are nitzotzos, right? If you go ahead and you make schnitzel, you'll see that, like, when you drop the schnitzel into the frying pan, the oil splatters, which means, on a practical basis, even if you're not cooking milchiks in the stove at the same time, probably you're not, but you should, like, let's say you have parv pans, right? Us in the Heights, we don't have much room for anything. So you end up like leaving your pans on the stove because you're either too lazy to put them away or you have no room to put them away. But let's say you had your, you left your kettle on your stove that you used to warm water and you're frying schnitzel. So if you see that there are nitzotzos, now that you see like oil stains on your kettle, then you should probably kosher your kettle, assuming you don't want to flash your kettle.
That's
Iroi. Iroi Shinesa Kakiluach. I know.
So you don't
have to kosher it. You have to kosher it. L'chatchila, we would say to kosher it. Right? Not hard to kosher. It's a klipa. Okay, great. So you're going to use. What are you being so.
You get into the water. It's on the outside of the outside klipa.
That doesn't help for Bishel. Right. In other words, Bishol absorbs all of the blios throughout the whole Dofen HaKli, right? So you're right, B'diavad, maybe Klipa would be Mekel, right? Okay, but it's not L'chatchila.
We could run it under the faucet?
So...
Or it's full-fledged?
No, I mean, B'etzem, you could, since it became Asher Ali De'iroi, you could do Hechsher Ali De'iroi. I don't know, you know, your faucet is probably Suffolk Yatzel Lettuce Bow. And when the oil hit your pan, it was probably vada yadza lettuce bowl. So I wouldn't be makel to just do it under the faucet. You could do it under an urn. But it's probably easier to just put the whole, either do libun kal or put the whole thing in a big pot than to try to do kashering ali de yuoi. Kashering ali de yuoi is a pain. But anyway, I'll talk about all that when we get to Hechsher Kalim. One day. Okay, so one other interesting issue comes up back in Sif Aleph in Taz Sif Katan Dalid. He quotes it, Tars Chattas writes that the minug is to be makel to buy cooked things from the Gayim, assuming there's no kashrus issue. They cook them in their kalim, assuming and no kashrus issue, no bishalakam issue, right? They cook them in their kalim. Nope. Stam kalim ainam in a yoman. And even though it's no Saint Tom, Lefgam, usually we say it's Aser L'chatchila, that's when I can't use a Kli that's no Saint Tom Lefgam L'chatchila. Tam Kli Eno Ben Yomo. I can't use an Eno Ben Yomo Kli L'chatchila, but I'm not making the things, the guy is. Right? So he says, therefore, the minhag in Krakow is to buy roasted nuts from the guy. You know, like you're walking down Nicholas and you see they're selling all this stuff. So if you see them selling nuts, then you could buy them. Okay. I don't know what else they put in there. But anyway, assuming that there's no kashrus issue, it's mutter l'chatchila. And we also saw the gra in Sif Katan Tes. We mentioned this last time, that it's mutter to buy... this is mavur and a gemara, that you're allowed to buy shaman and dvash from the gayim, also because of no Saint Tam of Gam, like this taz, right? So it's mutter to be somech. This is no Saint Tam of Gam l'chatchila. That's mutter, because the iser doesn't apply. Now, what's interesting though is that the Rama over here said l'chatchila, you shouldn't buy the bread from the gayim. If it's matzui, that there would be if there's kosher bread b'ravach. So why is that? In other words, is this taz against the taz going towards chata? So is one rama against the other rama? So the answer l'chora is the point we made last time, which is that reyach were more machmir because you can taste the reyach, and it, you know, when you eat this bread that the gayim made, you taste the nevela, or you at least smell the nevela, and therefore, and it's not no Saint Tam Lefkam, so therefore, in that case, l'chatchila, you should be machmir, if you can, if you have available bread, and we would say, okay, unless it's not a lot of bread available, you should be machmir l'chatchila. Mashenkein, in the case of buying the roasted nuts from the gayim, so there, any tam is no sin tam of gam, so there's no inyan l'chatchila. That's what I thought is the pashat answer. The Prima Gadim in Sifsei Das Vav gives a different answer. He says, ala lechem levado yechia adam. It's not lechem levado, but the ikr sustenance is on lechem. Therefore, what's interesting, you might have thought that's a reason to be more mekel, but he says that's a reason to be more machmir for lechem. We shouldn't, since this is my primary sustenance, I shouldn't rely on this kula. But for other things, like buying the nuts that they sell, or oil, or honey, or the like, then there's more room for leniency.
It's a weird pasuk to prove that point.
La lachem levado.
Do you want to bring
I don't know.
Levado, I know she said.
Okay,
like,
yeah, you can bring lots of sukkim. No, I hear.
The chashash is they're going to cook it with other things in the oven, or
yeah. Well, no, the kalim were not. Yeah, either one. If it's because of the either because of the kalim or the reyach. So
the reyach should be machmir, meaning
that's what the Rama says. He's machmir chachila.
But he doesn't say that by like say the peanuts or whatever.
That's what I said. So in other words, how do you miyashiv the two Ramas?
I'm just saying. So there's two chashash of reyach by peanuts too.
Nah.
Why not?
You think they do it at the same time as they do the chazer?
I don't know.
So if you're right, then you have to give the Prima Gadim's answer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I didn't know if that was the Matzias, because
right.
When the Taz presents that shayla, he only seems to be concerned with the pot. But if that's the Matzias, then that's the Mila of the Prima Gadim's answer over the answer I said, that it deals with both the kalim issue and the reyach issue, right? Okay, good. Now. Once we're on that topic, so does that mean what about buying something that you know, let's say it might have non-kosher ingredients in it, but you know that there's betel? So in that case, would we say the same kula? So we talked about this a little before. Maybe you would say no, there it's more. Because in that case, it's bittul asur l'chatchila, because it's no Saint Tam l'shvach. And this kula that the Taz cites is only with respect to no Saint Tam l'fgam. Right? Then we say there's no din l'chatchila to be machmir. But if it's no Saint Tam l'shvach but bittul, maybe there is more reason to be machmir. Maybe it doesn't make a difference, because according to the Rashba, anyway, the kula of no Saint Tam l'fgam is alts bittul. At least if it's mamashus, but so that's not clear. We mentioned earlier lechora that from Rav Moshe it sounds like it's mutter l'chatchila in the whiskey tshuva, Rav Moshe said you can't give a hechsher to such a thing, that's mechuar, but to buy it doesn't sound like it's aser. But there are poskim who say that there's a midas chasidus not to be samech on bittel. Who says this? The Beis Yosef quotes it. Well, first the Pischei Tshuva in a couple of places quotes the Isser V'Heter. The Pischei Tshuva one place is Sifkan Kuf Tezvav, Sifkan Yud, in the name of the Isser V'Heter, that it's mutter to be machmir shelo lismoch al din bittel, betars midas chasidus.
Milk.
We could talk about that in a second. The question is it midas chasidus or not? And it's mutter. There are other cases like this. The Beis Yosef, we'll get to it next time, and Koftas talks about the Maharam, who had some chumras, which were like not based off of anything, but mipnei shahaya talmud chacham, the gnai hu shi yizdamin lo shum iser lepiv. So that's that type of chumrat, it's mutter. Though others say, at least for acherim, who aren't like the Maharam, it's minus. Whoa. The Bnei Yisachar writes that it's quoted in that that you shouldn't be machmir, not to rely on bittel. Aye, doesn't the Gemara say that a chassid doesn't rely on anything, right? Chulin, anything that they had to have a psak on, that it's midas chassidus not to eat. That's when they paskin mikach svara. But here the Torah said it's mutter. The Torah paskin it's mutter based off of. Based off of bittel. So, but others are machmir. We mentioned Rav Shechter is machmir because, and the raya for that lechatchila, this is sort of, it's kain, bittel, so lechatchila. And just like we find the svara, even by bittel of Asher Shetachlanu B'Isser Tachlanu B'Heter, so Rav Shechter thinks to buy something that you had to rely on bittel. You shouldn't do it. Again, it's very hard to practically tell, because even if you note that the ingredient is, let's say, less than shishim, and it's not asui latam or latam, but you can't. It's hard to know for sure that there's no kalim issues. Yeah.
In the chaver I have over here in Kofan the Dalad Yud Gimel, he passes like the Rashba that says that when goyim always put iser into the Dabar Heter, even if it's a miut, it's not batal in Gzir Durabanan. Shouldn't that be Pasha Asun Mchaber Mamsh passes that way? Kufam Dalin Gimel. Based on a Shut Rashba?
Yeah. I forgot about that. Okay, let me look. Kufam Dalin Yud Gimel. I don't. Always in this particular product.
Yeah, right.
So that's the point. That we're talking about a case where it's not darko always to add the iser ingredient. This
right,
particular
but
brand.
Modern. Any modern product is always going to have the same balance.
No, it's not true. Look at the brand. You go to the store and there'll be five brands of the same thing, and two are kosher and three are non-kosher.
What I mean is that company.
That I don't know. I don't know if that makes it darko. Darko means this product.
Oh, really means that if you
whiskey. Is it darko to put in wine? No. Some products, some put in wine, some don't. That doesn't make it darko.
I thought the shot is like, look, these people in this factory, they always put in.
I understand what you're saying, but I'm not sure that's the shot.
Interesting. Okay, fine.
We'll have to look into that.
Okay.
Yes.
Gary sort of said it might be relying, you might not have the advantage of Nosing Tom. If Bittel, the Shishim, I don't know.
It's not Nosing Tom.
It's not Nosing Tom. Is there Bittel Tom? If you're less than
it's
Shishim.
It's Bittel, yeah.
Okay, but at the end of the day, I guess there's no Tom, right?
Yes,
so
presumably.
Would that be as far to?
It would be as far to be Mako, but maybe you'd still say it's Begadir Bittel, so Chatrila. At least chumrah lahachmir. Okay, good. Sif Gimel. So the Shulchan Aruch says, "Im yesh shamnunis shel iser al hamarda shekorin pala." So then, you can't use it that whole day, but after it's einu ben yomo, it's mutter. Why yevsher ben yinacher? And it's based off of the Tosis and Avodah Zarah that you saw. You can really understand it two ways. I think. One way is it's begader, it's like a local gzeira. In this case, they didn't aser b'diavet. When they said, when they asered kelim she'enem b'nei yoman, they only asered them when it's efsher b'nei nacher, not efsher b'nei nacher. This presumably is even when the Jews using the spatula, meaning to say, it's a gaish oven, right? Why is it efsher b'nei nacher? Because the guy won't let you know, may let you make you a new marda each time.
Okay, you can bring your own.
Nah, do you have a big baking shovel? I don't have one. So
a communal oven, which they told you it's Eino Ben Yomo. How do you know that this marda is Eino Ben Yomo?
So you have to make sure it's Eino Ben Yomo. That's halacha, and then you can then you could use their oven, rent out their oven for an hour, right? Let's say the Jews want
to
make.
Do you believe them to say it's Eino
Ben Yomo? No, there's no credibility.
So what, how do you
verify? Send the mashgiach. Or maybe if it was cold, you know, it wasn't used for 24 hours. That's another way. However you're going to verify, you verify. The point is, we're, you know, obviously they're dealing with an issue where it wasn't really an option for Jews to have their own. And they didn't have their own ovens, and they didn't have their own shovels, or whatever these were called, palas. And memela, so this wasn't an option. Now, so anyway, you could say it that way. The Lashon of Tosfos sort of sounds that way. V'lo gazru atu bas yoma, d'lo afshar. That the gzera of Eino ben yomo, atu ben yomo, was only b'makom afshar. If you look at the over here, Sivkam Chavav, it sounds a little different. It says, Ratzalomar, avagam zavazar asvin l'chatchila, kanave b'diaved. I think what he's saying is basically, shasatcha k'diavedami. This is a general rule. General rule is that anytime something is mutter b'diavad, when it's a shasat chak, you don't really have another option, right? Jews want bread. Yeah, you can't really manage without bread. And therefore, there isn't another option. So this is k'diavad dami. And this is a rule that we do employ in halacha every so often. Now, there's another issue, which we actually dealt with when... we did, so we're not getting into the details already, which is the mashmos of Taisus and Iran is, so in, well, general we know, that machlokas Tosfos, Ran, Tosfos, Rambam, is that even a small amount of residue that has mamashas on it becomes pogum after 24 hours. But we don't paskin that way. But when you read the Shulchan Aruch over here at Kipshuto, it sounds like it's mutter, right, even though there's shamnunish shel iser al hamarda. So if you hold like the lenient view over there that even shamnunis becomes pagum, so it makes a lot of sense. The problem is then that would be a steer in Shulchan Aruch. So you could say, really, you see from here mikra adinis meko b'shas adchak at the very least when there's another option. However, the Yad Yehuda doesn't read it that way. He writes that the Shulchan Aruch means that there was shamnunish shel iser on it. And when there is shanunis, you can't use it ben yomo, but if it's totally clean, it's mutter when it's eino ben yomo. It's a little dochak in the lashon over here, but he says that, so there's not a stira in the psak of the mechaber. Just in some taich points over here, just to clarify, the Rama writes over here, kolzman shehibas yoma lo mahani agala. What he means to say is, hagala never works, actually, because it's tashmisha al yidei or. So what does he mean if it's ben yomo? It just means you can't use it if it's ben yomo because it's no sintam l'shvach. But after ben yomo, it's mutter, but not hagala. Hagala wouldn't help here because it's a tashmish al yidei ha'or.
I just don't know the term.
I got there in June. Things that don't involve, you can't, hagala is the pasuk that when you use water, you could do kevalo kachpalto.
Right.
So these spatulas, no water's involved, right?
Right.
So you can't use Hagala.
And that's because...
Tashmish Oli De'or.
Yeah,
nothing to do with it. Just Tashmish Oli De'or.
Klipa
is a different issue. What he means to say is that you can't use... You can't take shave off a klipa because... then that's what the Taz gets into, right? And the Dagon Mirvava. Right, let's, I guess we'll bring that up now since not everybody maybe saw the Dagon Mirvava like you guys did. So, the Taz quotes the Iser V'Heter, very fascinating Iser V'Heter, which is let's say you messed up, right? So the first one would be Aser, but the second one would be Mutter. Why? The first one was Bolei Be'en, and the second, but let's say the second and the third would be okay, and let's say you took out three, so then Mimele you could eat all three, because of Bitol Yavish B'Yavish. So the question is like this: if it's Ben Yomo, which is presumably what we're talking about here, otherwise even the first one's Mutter, then the second and the third are Aser L'Cholapos B'Chdei Klipa, right? So let's say you assume that all the Shamnunis went off on the first loaf. Okay, so the second one Mutter? No. At the very least, the Klipa is Aser. How much is Aser? So that goes back to the question. Since the Blios were Shamein, according to the Shach, we might be Choshesh that it goes through all of them. Maybe, according to Magen Avram, only a Klipa, but at the very least a Klipa. So it should be Mutter. So L'chora
should be
Aser Klipa. So maybe that's what he means. Maybe it means that the second and the third are Aser Bechdei Klipa. And Memela, if all three of them, you could take off a Klipa from each of them and be Mako. And that would be the pshat here. And then he would be assuming not like the chumrah, the shach by Blios of Shamein. But then that's probably what the Taz actually meant. But the Dagom Rava just points out that if you look at the Yisra Hatav inside, the shach is the Taz is quoting it inaccurately, and he says something else. Right? What the Yisra Hatav says: if the guy takes it out from the tanner, so then it's aser b'diavad. And he gave three reasons why it's aser b'diavad. Number one is ein balua yotzi mekli ukli b'rotev doesn't apply here, because it is yotzi menakli below rotev. And B, it's yotzei tfei al yidei ha'or. And C, if there's be'en on the ugos, it's vadei aser, but that would only be relevant for the first uga. But what the Taz says, the Sveter says, the Sveter doesn't say. What comes out, though, according to the Sveter, is the second one and the third one, l'chora do become kulo aser, in which case it would maybe be like the chumrah of the shach. Okay.
And that for sure, it's
in
the
protest
because it's
cleat
and
my claw. Yeah, the shaila is only, does it go in a or the whole thing?
Okay, sorry.
That's a machlokas shach and
machlokas. I thought you said the second point, the double,
my
thought was that, it'll go out without
protest. It'll go out the kulo, because I idea or.
The end over here that the Marshal talks about fia according to the Ramah, is that the same, is that Malicha?
Malicha? Which Taz?
The same Taz at the end, it just says the Marshal. Can you see him? The Rabbah. The Dime, because he holds Shishim Ba'afiyah, and not like the Ramah.
Okay.
I don't understand. I just don't know
what is it, what Ramah is he referencing?
What Ramah and what are the Fiyah?
Because of Rashal, the Tzar Shishim Behater Neged Ha'Isser Sheberachas. Okay, the Azal Taimei Shekasavti Mishmo Daaf Beafia Ba'inan Shishim Kibishel, because it spreads throughout. The Lo Kirama, who would say Klipa Natil is enough.
Afia is the same as.
Yeah, I think so.
In the Ramah, when he starts off, you're saying that he's
right, take a look at Simon Kof Hei, Sif Tess. It's over here. No, it's towards the end. V'chol zeh b'iser sheshayach bo shamnunis kegon chelev otzir v'chi haigavna aval b'iser she'en bo shamnunis klal kegon chamit v'pesach l'kulei alma melicha eina osares rak kedei klipa. Vayin bor chayim ma shenoagim.
So here it's not shayach.
So yeah, because it's bread. I suppose.
So then everything should be, well, meaning only the first one should be mutter, only the first one should be asr yekipa?
No, because the isser is sham nunis. Do you look it up? Do you look up the marshal? Asking a question without looking it up?
It's
not clear? Okay, so Bli Nadir could look it up and see. I didn't look it up either. Okay, good. Sif Dalid. So, Sif Dalid, I have to do very quickly. So, Pas Chama and Chavis Psucha is Aser, even B'diavad. So, the Gra points out that Ayin Toysis of Odazara, who quotes this, right? Aval. Derava Palagali quotes the Trumas, the Tarsa, the Rashba, who's Mako, right? In other words, this psak is only true according to Tosfos, who says that Levi, who says that everybody would agree according to Reish Lakish, basically, right? But the Rashba, Tarsa Bais, if you see, he learns the Sugya, which is really an easier read of the Sugya, says no. Let's say according to Lididan we paskin like Rava, that means we reject Reish Lakish. If we reject Reish Lakish, then we're going to come out that even Pascham and Chavis Psucha is mutter. And the truth is that this is a very fascinating chiddush, because the Gra also points out earlier that if you learn like the Rif and the Rambam and Rashi and the like, they all don't learn this way. It's only Tosfos Shita. And Tosfos, we don't paskin like Tosfos. So I suppose what you have to say, and Agra, again, the Agra makes this point in Sifkat and Chaf. He writes, right, V'chein ahid sif dalid asya k'taisvas aval harif less a deresh lakish klal.
Doesn't he say that it's show?
So, sorry?
Doesn't he say that it's show?
No, that's by the oats.
That's only the oats?
Pasorim, not oats, barley, right? But not wheat. So you have to say that it's true. This is based off of the Rush, and the Rush basically in Tosfos. And the Rush sort of spells out a little more clearly, which is that there are different levels of Recha, and some are much more intense than others. And Chavis Psucha and Paschama is super intense. And that's why it's Aser Lekulei Alma. And even though the Rif doesn't read the Gemara that way and would not agree to this psak, fundamentally there's no objection to this point. You could paskin like the Rif but still read the Gemara like Tosfos in this respect, meaning to say that and argue that this is much worse, much more intense, and therefore it's other.
How is it more intense than the two things in the original?
Exactly what the Russian Tosfos say. Right, he says, "Begavni tuva ikabereach milo zu lamala mizu paschama v'chavis psucha aser l'chuliyama k'reish lakish lamata mimenu reach pitum nevela shenech l'chuba ravalevi." It's much, much more intense than two things in an oven. You're asking why? I don't know why, but they say. You ever try leaving hot bread on top of an open barrel of wine? If you did, you'd know why that is much more intense. The reach. Okay. In Sifhei, take a look at the Pischei Tshuva by wine-flavored tobacco, but I guess we're out of time. All right, let me tell you what's going to go on. We're going to finish Recha in the first half of Chabura next time. My recommendation for the end of the Siman, so you don't get very confused like me and Rabbi, is not to take the shortcut of trying to like figure it out without looking everything up. So you should look at the Rashba and Chelek Aleph and Shuvos, the Rashba and Chelek Gimel and Shuvos, the Ran and Chulin, the Ran and Avodah Zarah, the Tosfos, as you already saw, in Avodah Zarah, both the first one and back on Yud Beis, and then everything will go much quicker. That's my advice. If not, you can wait till Chabura and I'll try to say it out. But anyway, that's the first half of the Chabura. And the second half of the Chabura is we're going to go back and introduce the issue of Zaya. To do that, obviously, you have to do the Tshuvas HaRash and the like, but you could follow the trail from the Darkei Moshe and you should be able to figure out the marukomos that way. If not, I could send them to you.
Follow
this. Very good.